Hello, and welcome to Physician Assistant in a Flash, the flashcard style podcast to get you ready for your clinical medicine exams, end of rotation exam, pack rat, pants, or pan re. By now, you should know all of the content, and you're ready to start actively recalling the information that you need to pass your exam. Join me if you are ready to become a physician assistant in a flash. Welcome to the Family Medicine Comprehensive Review. If you're a regular here at the podcast, you should know the way this goes. I'm going to give you about 50 questions that are weighted across all categories to mock the breakdown of the family medicine end of rotation exam. That means you'll have more questions on cardiology and very few questions on hematology. But remember, this is family medicine and it's pretty broad. There's often a lot of overlap between categories, so we really want to make sure that we have a strong foundation in every content area. Without further ado, let's jump right in. What is the difference between Lish nodules and Roth spots? Lish nodules are seen in neurofibromatosis, and they affect the iris of the eye. Roth spots are seen in endocarditis, and they affect the retina of the eye. An acetowhite epithelium on the cervix should make you think of which diagnosis? Cervical dysplasia or cancer. What is the leading cause of orbital cellulitis? Strep pneumosinusitis of the ethmoid sinus. A positive heterophile antibody test should make you think of which diagnosis? Epstein-Barr virus or mononucleosis. What is the treatment of choice for a scaphoid fracture? Thumb spica splint. Where is aldosterone synthesized? The zona glomerulosa of the adrenal cortex. What is first line for diagnosing a deep venous thrombosis? Venous compression ultrasound. The gold standard is CT angiography. Which anticonvulsants are teratogenic? Valproate, carbamazepine, and phenytoin. What are some diagnoses associated with normal prothrombin time and prolonged partial thromboplastin time? Normal PT and prolonged APTT makes me think of hemophilia, von Willebrand disease, or heparin toxicity. Which conditions will decrease tactile fremitus? Pleural effusion, atelectasis, or pneumothorax? What is a Morton neuroma? Thickened nerve tissue in the foot causing localized pain. It feels almost like there is a pebble or marble in the shoe. Blood testing shows high thyroid stimulating hormone and low levels of thyroxine. What is the most likely diagnosis? Hypothyroidism. What is a normal ejection fraction? 55 to 70%. What is the best treatment for acute bronchitis? Supportive care. Steroids are not effective, and the symptoms can persist for 3 weeks. What are some causes of left lower quadrant pain? Diverticulitis, ulcerative colitis, constipation, hernias, ectopic pregnancy, ovarian torsion, and leiomyoma, just to name a few. What is the leading cause of arcus senilis? Hyperlipidemia. What conditions are linked to the HLA-B27 gene? Psoriatic arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis, inflammatory bowel disease, and reactive arthritis. Which disease-modifying anti-rheumatic drugs are safe in pregnancy? Sulfasalazine and hydroxychloroquine. What anatomic structure separates the upper GI tract from the lower GI tract? The ligament of Treitz, which is the suspensory ligament of the duodenum. Describe the appearance of lichen planus. Small, 2 to 10 millimeters or so, flat-topped, violaceous papules with irregular borders on the trunk or flexor surfaces. They might also have lesions in linear scratch marks, and you might see lacy lesions in the mouth. What positions are known to increase the intensity of heart murmurs? Supine, squatting, and leg elevation. Standing in Valsalva decrease the intensity of heart murmurs. How do you confirm the diagnosis of cholecystitis? Ultrasound. List 3 drug classes that can be used as monotherapy to treat major depression. Selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, serotonin norepinephrine reuptake inhibitors, tricyclics, monoamine oxidase inhibitors, and atypical antidepressants. What is a xanthoma and what is xanthochromia? Xanthoma is a yellow plaque, often near the medial aspect of the eye, and it's associated with hyperlipidemia. Xanthochromia is a yellow-tinged CSF associated with subarachnoid hemorrhage. Which cardiac condition is associated with new-onset migraines in women over 40? Patent foramen ovale. Lipase is very sensitive for making which GI diagnosis? Pancreatitis. What is the mechanism of sumatriptan? It is a serotonin agonist used to treat migraines. What medication should be given to patients with pulseless electrical activity on EKG? Epinephrine, and don't forget to do CPR. How do you treat bacterial sinusitis? Amoxicillin or Augmentin. What are some GI diagnoses that are best confirmed with CT? appendicitis, diverticulitis, small bowel obstruction, pancreatitis, and mesenteric ischemia. What is the difference between ecthyma and erysipelas? Ecthyma is a deep form of impetigo. Erysipelas is a superficial form of cellulitis, but both affect the face and can lead to ulceration or scarring. Inspiration will increase the intensity of which heart murmurs? Right-sided heart murmurs, so murmurs of the pulmonary or tricuspid valves. Describe a grade 3 hemorrhoid. Prolapse out of the canal with straining, and it requires manual reduction. What medications are safe to use for the treatment of asymptomatic bacteriuria in pregnancy? Nitrofurantoin, cefalexin, Bactrim, or amoxicillin. What medications are recommended for managing acute myocardial infarction? Morphine, oxygen, nitrates, aspirin, beta blockers, ACE inhibitors, statins, and heparin. What is the treatment for pneumonia in a stable outpatient? Azithromycin or doxycycline. Exophthalmos is most commonly associated with which diagnosis? Graves hyperthyroidism. What is the name for a collection of blood in the anterior chamber of the eye? Hyphema. What is the classic triad of atopy, or the atopic triad? Atopic dermatitis, asthma, and allergies. Which vaccines are contraindicated in those with a CD4 count less than 200? Live vaccines like MMR, varicella, that's chickenpox and shingles, and rotavirus. A 12-month-old boy presents with ear pulling and fever. On exam, he has red bulging tympanic membrane on the left and a normal tympanic membrane on the right. He has never experienced similar symptoms. What is the treatment of choice? Amoxicillin for otitis media. What is Russell's sign? A hint is that it was named after a psychiatrist. This is calluses or scars on the knuckles or hands associated with purging eating disorders. So usually bulimia, but possibly anorexia too. A purified protein derivative test with an induration of 10 millimeters is positive for which patient populations? Immigrants, IV drug users, healthcare workers, and children under 4 years old. Describe a positive Brzezinski sign. The patient is lying supine, You flex the neck. And if the hips and knees flex too, this is a positive sign, raising concern for meningitis. What are the Jones criteria? The Jones criteria is used to diagnose rheumatic fever. You need two major or one major and two minor criteria. The major criteria are carditis, polyarthritis, Sydenham's chorea, erythema marginatum, and subcutaneous nodules. Which acid-base disorder is associated with vomiting and bulimia nervosa? Metabolic alkalosis. Which hypertensive medications are safe during pregnancy? Methyldopa, labetalol, hydralazine, and nifedipine. Which malignancy is associated with Reed-Sternberg cells? Hodgkin's lymphoma. A 10-year-old boy recently recovered from strep throat now presents with hematuria and scrotal edema. Urinalysis shows red blood cell casts and mild proteinuria. What is the recommended treatment? Oral steroids for glomerulonephritis. List some medications that cause bone loss. Steroids, proton pump inhibitors, anticonvulsants, SSRIs, lithium, warfarin, and immunosuppressants. A positive PREN sign should make you think of which diagnosis? Epididymitis or orchitis. What pathogen is known to cause osteomyelitis in those with sickle cell disease? Salmonella. What is first-line treatment for an acute asthma exacerbation? Nebulized SABA plus SAMA, so think albuterol plus ipratropium. A 30-year-old woman at 27 weeks gestation complains of new onset dark spots on the face. She denies itching, erythema, or crusting. On exam, you notice several macular lesions along the cheeks and nose. What is the most likely diagnosis? Melasma. What is the stop-bang questionnaire used to screen for? Obstructive sleep apnea. The criteria are snoring, tiredness, observed apnea, elevated pressure, elevated BMI, age, high neck circumference, and gender. A score of 5 or more is considered high risk for apnea. Okay, folks, how are we feeling about family medicine? That's all I have for you. I wanted this episode to really honor the overlap of so many conditions that you'll see in medicine because everything really is so intimately connected. Just because you're studying cardiology doesn't mean that you won't need to know the associated pulmonary complications or dermatologic manifestations, or how this relates to pregnancy. And sometimes in studying, it's easy to get tunnel vision, so I wanted to zoom out and help you see the bigger picture, which I hope I did with this episode. I've got lots more study content available, so please keep checking back and sharing the podcast with your peers, and I'll catch you next time at Physician Assistant in a Flash.